This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We are talking about the thing that makes the world go around. That is to say, humans having sex and continuing to reproduce. I guess that doesn't have anything to do with the world turning.
No, that's gravity.
But either way, it's very important to the future of the species. And there are some people who just feel like they can't get any. And they're mad about it.
We used to send them off to war. They just got shot.
They formed an online community or multiple online communities. This one's called Incel. It apparently stands for involuntarily celibate. People who, men who would like to have sex, but believe that they have no chance because of their genetics. Mark, as you pointed out, when you were in prison, when you were in for like 9 years, you started out very skinny, like me, and you worked out every day after a few years and got ripped.
It wasn't every day, but yeah, often enough.
But yeah, I mean, you could if you wanted to.
I had a five-day-a-week system for working out, and I worked out, in some cases, as long as an hour and a half per day.
Yeah. And it worked.
Yep. And some people who have full-time jobs or at least 40-hour-a-week jobs do that, too. This is not like some unattainable, it's not like changing the color of your eyes where you just can't no matter what.
Yeah, Daryl goes every single day almost every single day he goes out.
Daryl's in incredible condition, and he did change his diet, but now he basically can eat anything he wants to eat if he chooses to. He's still more careful than he was previously because he had changed his diet, and now he's kind of relaxed that changing.
One thing's for sure, complaining on the internet is not going to make you a more attractive man.
Sitting in a chair typing is not burning enough calories to give you whatever it is that you're looking for.
Yeah, and even if you don't change anything else, just openly complaining about your lack of being able to get laid kind of signals that you have low market value, which is not the same thing as low value.
Right.
So it's like going around complaining about you can't get hired, that's not going to make companies want to hire you. It's going to make them wonder what's wrong with you.
I can tell you that men do not understand this. A lot of men do not understand this, Melanie. That for whatever reason, and I don't understand, why would it matter if other women want me as to whether or not you would want me? And I'm not talking to you. I'm talking about you as representing
as a
woman.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a really poor market signal.
I would think that it is. I mean, it's like saying, hey, clearance sale, last one left, broken, dented and damaged section, right, is what it says.
Well, I mean, companies sell products like this. They create artificial shortages. I guess it's not artificial technically in an economic sense, but they create shortages so that people want the thing, and then 2 months later in January, they're suddenly magically on the shelves and everybody buys one. I was talking to somebody earlier today about overbooking on purpose, which is asinine, to make yourself look more valuable.
Overbooking flights?
Not flights, but any whatever service.
I see.
So it is a rudimentary valuation signal, but it, especially if you're talking about the half of the population, that it tends to be less logical and less rational and maybe thinks things through instead of feeling them through. It is a kind of crude pricing signal.
I would say that it's a pricing signal and that it's
what signal?
Pricing.
I know, but what are, which
value signal? So Melanie's saying that women are not held to the same logical standards that men are, and I have to agree that some are not, and that telling them that for whatever reason no other women want me is not a good way to get their attention.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Well,
I don't know why.
Even to me, that would be a red flag. It wouldn't be a conclusion because any single data point, well, some single data points would be, but most single data points do not equal a conclusion.
They shouldn't.
But that's definitely a red flag.
So more from Vox.com.
And if you have availability, you know, there's plenty of availability out there, and women tend to have plenty of availability as far as their pick.
Especially the attractive ones, right?
Well, I guess that's what these guys are complaining about.
Yeah, the hot ones, which is presumably who these guys want.
Presumably.
My claim is that any woman who is, wants to have sex can do it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pretty grill, pretty quickly.
Yeah, people just walk up to you at the gas station and ask you. Like, you don't have to even look for it.
Right. I mean, if you and I started on this street out here and we knocked on five doors each and we suggested, hey, want to have sex, you would be inside making the monster with two backs and I would be in jail. Like, that's how that would go.
Yes.
So more from the Vox.com, which has a detailed piece here about the incel, the young men. I don't know, maybe there's older men too. The men online who are upset, they're angry that they aren't having sex, and some of them lashing out with violence and lauding those who have lashed out with violence as well. It's this embrace of helplessness, writes Vox, of their certainty of their own sexual doom that makes the more extreme incel community so dangerous. Instead of trying to support each other and work through their issues as a group, the incels in certain communities allow their resentments to curdle. They see the world through the lens of entitlement. They are owed sex, but cannot have it because women are shallow. This manifests in a deep and profound hatred for women as a group, which shows up on a very brief scan of some of the more extreme incel communities. One incel...
The idea that you can't have sex seems kind of ludicrous to me. On one hand, I can see, right, on Tinder, supposedly 20% of men get 80% of the attention, and therefore that means that 80% of the men get 20% of the attention.
Right.
One presumes that 20% of the attention is probably focused upwards as far as looks. Tinder's I've only been shown Tinder. I haven't actually used the app. I have no particular reason to, but you could be clever in a few words down at the bottom. You can show some pictures. Those pictures can be funny or attractive, and that's about all you got there. Whereas, if we look at this from a statistical standpoint, there are about as many women as there are men in a given age bracket. Mm-hmm. If you're looking inside your age bracket, then you're going to have, you're going to have better luck because the women inside your age bracket are interested in men inside their age bracket.
Generally.
Yeah. There are a few young women who are looking for older men, but that runs your numbers down or up depending on who you are. So if you're looking inside your age bracket, if you're talking about pair bonding here, there is a certain number of people who are pair bonded, right? Like they've got their mate at that moment in time. That may not be permanent, but they're at least there at that moment in time. We're taking a sliver of time, and at which point that means the rest of them are not. There are about as many women as there are men, so therefore no, the fish are in the sea. All you have to do is go where they are. If you're a man, go to places where women go. I can't tell you entirely where those places are. I'm thinking, I don't even know what age you're looking at here, but, look for your age group. Go to the internet and say, what do 32-year-old women do? I don't know, but that's where you go, and that's how you figure that out.
One poster on the incel.me forum wrote, and I'm going to have to censor this. It's pretty angry. Pretty angry. I have sluts for managers, he writes, and then says several profane things about the way they look, and further says they brag about all the D that they suck. Unquote. It's not just individual women that these radical incels hate. It's society writ large, a society that allows their perceived sexual oppression to go on. The sexual revolution, in particular, comes in for hate. They believe women being freed to make their own sexual choices rather than married off to men and made subordinate is the reason that women can choose to sleep with attractive men and ignore the so-called incels.
So do they, this is the whole thing. Do they want women to sleep around or not?
Yeah, this
like
is
you're
the
traditional values, but also that you want to get laid.
I haven't heard from these incels yet that they're claiming that they want women with traditional values.
Well, that just says...
That's right here, Mark. It's saying that they believe that women's revolution, the sexual revolution, has freed women to make their own sexual choices.
Uh-huh.
And so they would rather women being married off to men and made subordinate, but instead, now that they have the freedom to choose...
I didn't understand what part about the married off and being subordinate.
Now that they're free to choose, they can just sleep with attractive men and, forget about everybody else.
Well,
that's the idea.
Yes, they can.
This is how...
Be attractive. There are a few ways to do it.
This is how inceldom becomes a political doctrine. They see themselves as a class oppressed by a social system that's rigged in favor of other men. One post on an incel subreddit compared their worldview to Marxism, with incels playing the part of the proletariat and the Chad as the bourgeoisie.
They have the labor theory
that's
of life.
That's not Marxism. That's a very capitalist view of sexual market value.
There's more coming up here.
More capitalist than maybe it should.
In moments, your calls and thoughts. If you are an incel, you want to talk about it, we'd love to hear from you. This is Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Raising you wasn't all Skittles and unicorns, but you turned out pretty awesome thanks to Mom. Look, Mother's Day is coming. It's her big day. Mom's Day is Book's Day. Book's, that's short for bouquets, and these flowers are booking awesome. Mom don't want online sweatshop flowers that wilt in 2 days. Your mom deserves flowers from the Book's. Book's flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Book's farms and delivered straight to your mom so they last weeks, not days. Book's even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Book's cuts out the middleman, you'll get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show mom how much you care. Send her artisan design flowers from Book's. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter FTL. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter FTL to save an extra 15%. Book's, BOUQS.com. And use code FTL to save an extra 15%.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Zero 733. got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. We're talking about a movement that, I mean, can you really call it a movement? It's just people bitching online.
about something in particular.
But it's called Incel, which stands for involuntarily celibate. It's a group of men who are very angry, apparently, some of them to the point of committing violence against others. In one recent example, the Toronto van massacre, where a man got up on the curb in Toronto and ran down approximately 24 people, killing at least 10. He apparently identified as part of this incel movement. Now, that's not to say that most of them are that angry, but there are definitely a portion of them who are.
If you're that angry, won't you just be angry about something anyway and commit whatever it is you're committing?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I'm just wondering.
Do want to let you know about Zencash. If you're into cryptocurrency and you're thinking you want to branch out from Bitcoin, because everybody's into crypto's got some Bitcoin, right? You want to branch out into some of the other cryptos, the other 1,500 plus cryptocurrencies in the world. Where do you start? Which one should you look at? I mean, you can't possibly look through all 1,500 of them. So go and look at Zencash. We recommend it because it's founded by voluntarists. It was created in 2017, so it's pretty new as far as the world of crypto is concerned. They are secure, though, with over 8,000 secure nodes. Zencash is one of the most secure networks of any cryptocurrency on the planet. And this is great technology, by the way, with Zencash. Mm-hmm. It is zero-knowledge anonymity, meaning Zencash is one of the few truly private currencies out there if you want to use the privacy features with Zencash. And then also they have decentralized autonomous organizations they're working on to help govern the currency. You ought to go and do your due diligence and learn more over at Zencash.com. If you love the ideas of freedom, you'll probably really enjoy Zencash. They wrote voluntarism right into the white paper. See it for yourself at Zencash.com. We're talking about Alec Manassian, or Manassian, who was the van killer, apparently, in Toronto, running down innocent people on the sidewalk. I presume both men and women, because I'd imagine the sidewalk would carry both types of individuals. But he was apparently pretty mad about not having sex as often or ever as he would like, and he was part of this incel group on online. There's different forums and such, and Vox.com has done kind of a detailed piece here explaining what this is all about. And so, again, some of them are, so at least one poster on a subreddit for incel compared their worldview to Marxism, with the incels playing the part of the proletariat and the Chad, which is the sort of ideal man who they believe they are not, as the bourgeoisie.
I'm not sure that incel is, in fact, the proletariat, because the proletariat largely never cared about Marxism. Mm-hmm. You know, the incel are the Marxists who believe that, like, the labor theory of value. Well, I've done such and such. I've been born. Mm-hmm. I have reached puberty. I now deserve sex. And, you know, the...
That ain't the world,
yeah,
son.
That's not how value is created. Son.
The natural corollary of this idea is clear. If the root of the problem is an unfair social system, there needs to be a revolution to change it. This is where the idea of the incel rebellion that Mr. Manassian, the killer, referenced comes from. Sometimes called beta uprising on the incel forums in a reference to beta
saying
males.
I am a beta.
But is it they self-identify?
That's as a beta.
Their phrasing.
Yeah.
Yes. These are the incel forums that use the term beta uprising. Now, for those that aren't familiar, the beta is it's a term I've only heard in recent years. I don't recall
it. It's a biological term in some species.
Right, but I've never heard it used, like, as a thing.
I don't know if it's officially a thing in humans as far as scientists are concerned, but in some species it's a valid.
So, like, you have the alpha dog, you have the beta.
Most cultures you have, it's monogamous pairings as far as humans go, so it wouldn't work exactly that way. But you do have some guys who tend to go to the top, and it tends to be guys that go to the top for whatever reason in say business situations and maybe social situations. So that's probably what they're referring to. I don't, you know, I think everybody probably thinks of themselves. It's like men. If you ask them, rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. I hear that you're going to Ian, rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10.
Six.
You think you're a six? Or what are you? Know. What are you basing it on?
I think Ian thinks he wants to annoy Mark. Like you bias the. It's supposed to be a double bias study.
It's like anyway. It's like we talked about earlier. How do you really judge you rate these things? Like generally, if I'm asked to rate somebody, I won't rate them anybody lower than a five, just because like what do you do lower than a five? Is it like an axe to somebody who's had an axe put to their face or something like that? I mean,
presumably the people who are average are fives and sixes.
Okay.
You know, so you've called yourself slightly above average, which, there you go, whatever that might be. I say that most women are going to call themselves sixes or sevens, and most men are going to call themselves eights and nines.
Really?
Okay. That's, my theory. But then again, it's just a theory. It's a
mating theory. Maybe our Discord chat can throw out their numbers. What are your numbers that you would rate yourself as on a scale of 1 to 10?
Go to discord.freetalklive.com and post in there.
Well, they also have websites, right? Remember years ago, Mark, we talked about hotornot.com.
9.3, baby!
Is that what you got on that site? Really?
9.3.
So where other people can rate you.
Back in the day, though. I didn't put myself on the site, which makes me that much happier about it. Yeah. You remember Michelle, who used to work as the receptionist?
Yeah.
Yep, she did.
So back here to the story. So there's no centralized planning, no incel equivalent to Osama bin Laden. There are just men on various online forums celebrating violence and forming a mutually supportive echo chamber that justifies harming others, especially women, in the name of this incel uprising. Another poster on incels.me writes, quote, "I do not blame Alec Manation for what he did. I blame society. For treating low-status men like garbage, there will always be more rampages because of the way society treats us." Unquote.
There are so many ways to go meet women, have sex with women, that the idea that you've got to go out and kill some people in order to...
That is not going to help you.
It's not going to help you, and it's not going to help society. No. At least I haven't heard the theory behind the incel revolution in order to be able to critique it.
Yeah, me neither.
So I couldn't say one way or the other. I'm kind of curious as to what this theory is. So if you want to look it up and call me at 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. I'd love to hear it.
Some of the reactions to the Toronto attack have been even more extreme. David Futrell, a journalist who follows the incel movement, on his site, We Hunted the Mammoth, which is what the caller earlier had recommended, took screenshots of some of the most extreme pro-Manation posts in which posters call for more ERs, which are, to them, attacks like the California shooters, using the initials of the California killer, the ER. Here's one of the worst ones. And let's see, can I even read some of this here? "That S right here is life fuel for me and exactly what I was talking about. Too many ER guys are using guns, so it's expected, and they get taken down very quickly these days. Not only that, but having these killings only take place with guns makes normies feel safe. Since this guy used a vehicle, now the whole ban guns feel looks like retarded coping. You can't ban hatred. Hatred is all it takes to go do a mass killing event. This is literally what I asked for. Finally, somebody breaking the mold. How about a guy who breaks into a condom vending machine at night, pokes holes in all the condoms, and closes the machine? I would love to see the end result of that S, pure life fuel."
So this guy can't even do his own terrorism. This is why he can't get results. He has to talk about how other people should do stuff for him.
The things that he wants them to do.
Yeah.
Crazy.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username, lrn.fm. He goes on to say he prefers acid attacks to mass killings. There's more coming up here. Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here. You can join us and bring up whatever you want. Although we've been talking about incel, the involuntarily celibate group of men on various different internet forums who, according to Vox.com, have been radicalizing one another. And, you know, sort of they're going to lead up to a question here. Well, they've come to the conclusion, and I don't think that it's necessarily a conclusion that you can draw, and I want to hear what you think about it. They've come to the conclusion that the internet is making these attacks, like the attack on the guy that ran people down with a van recently in Toronto, who apparently identified as one of these incels, the involuntarily celibates. They say that it makes them more likely. And I don't know if that's necessarily the case.
What makes them more likely?
It makes what more likely?
The fact that the internet exists and that these people can get together and find one another and communicate, basically, is what
that may or may not be true, but then we would see that crime has increased, and it hasn't.
So we can talk more about that. Also, I do want to let you know about Melanie. She offers tax services and bookkeeping services as well.
It's past April 15th. How you feeling?
So I have a couple people who may or may not be coming on as full-time bookkeeping clients.
That's awesome.
Which is basically tax prep for the next year. I am also training my fiancé right now, so we're going to have two people.
Oh, really?
Within a year or two.
He'll be able to do the sort of the heavy lifting, and then you know, polish it up, that kind of thing.
for starters, yeah.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah, cool. So, but you're able to, it's past April 15th, you can finally relax. You know, there's so much work to do in that time frame, and now, you know, you're getting back into the sort of the normal accounting, bookkeeping.
Yeah, so bookkeeping, just kind of getting everything set up, either set up for your next year or keeping up with it if you are too busy running your business to deal with regulations.
And Melanie knows the tax law. She's into reading the tax code.
She saved me money.
So you're pretty happy with
the Right. I'm very happy with the service. I like the fact that she's libertarian.
She's an anarchist. She describes as an anarchist.
She can describe herself however she wishes. Yeah. I can also use terminology that I can relate to. And to my mind, Melanie is libertarian, and that means that she is looking to, A, not see me and my family in jail, yep, and B, not have us pay any extra money. And so not only can she tell me what my taxes are, but she can tell me systems for, you know, not having to pay as much. And that's kind of cool, right? Like, earn a little less here, then you pay a little less there. That's not a bad thing.
So she can help you set all this stuff up and maximize what you keep or what you get back from the states. And you can, and do you help people with state taxes too?
There are three states that I am not licensed in yet. Okay. California and two weird ones. I can do New York.
Okay.
That's usually the one that's the list that you can't do. But all of the rest of them I can. I'm working on the other ones.
Odds are good. She can help you. Whatever kind of income tax stuff you got to deal with, you want bookkeeping help, she can help you there too. And you can reach out to her directly through her website by going to tax.freetalklive.com. That's tax.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about incel, the group of men online that are very angry about their loneliness, and some of them lashing out. Vox.com in a detailed piece here. They are going to make the claim, and they're going to do it here shortly, that being online actually encourages this violence. And I don't know if that's necessarily true. We'll dig into that. They cite a quote from one of the incel posters on one of their various forums online, which is very, very angry. It talks about mass acid attacks and how this poster would like to see mass acid attacks happen, and that he would give a high score to the person who
the guy who is going to either then be dead or in jail.
This is the stuff, writes Vox, of terrorist incitement and recruitment. The appeal to male frustration in these communities serves, as my colleague Aja Romano has written, as kind of a gateway. Men log on to complain about their loneliness and dating failures and end up getting sucked into a community that encourages them to blame women and society for their problems, and eventually some of them decide to do something about it. Terrorism is a notoriously difficult concept to define, but the most widely accepted definition among scholars is that terrorism is a form of violence directed against civilians by a non-state actor with the goal of achieving some kind of political end.
Notice that they want to slide in that non-state actor. Huh. I wonder why you would have to say that it was
There was a treaty that got put on hold at the UN for years because they wanted to make a treaty against terrorism but couldn't come up with a definition of terrorism that didn't
involve the state.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you look at the dictionary definition, it does not say non-state. It is just basically, you know, any kind of violent action with the intention of political change.
That's because some administrations and some regimes will want to call other regimes terrorist regimes.
Right.
They use that terminology. Terror state. They use that terminology so they want to be able to call some governments terrorists, and I would agree with them. But if you intend to, you know, the political ends are ruling somebody, changing their behavior, if you're intending to use violence to change people's behavior or rule them, and that's the definition of terrorism, that's the definition of the state. That's the definition of government as we have understood it up to this point. Now, I'm not saying that's the definition of government. I'm not that, you know, that's not me.
Well, because of how language works, language is descriptive, not proscriptive. If that's the only way that the word government has been used, then that is the definition of the word government.
Unless you specify otherwise, right?
Like, and get everyone or most people to agree with you and use it that way.
Yeah.
By this standard, there's no doubt the Toronto attack, again, the running down of 2 dozen people with a van, fits the bill. The perpetrator wasn't taking revenge on a specific woman who'd wronged him. He wanted to instill terror in society writ large as a means of furthering the incel rebellion against the sexual status quo. Now, it's not.
Did he say that in some kind of manifesto, or did he just run into people and because he was an incel guy, the incel people have said, "Yay, he's one of us."
Here's a quote from him on what appears to be Facebook, Alec Manation, saying, quote, "Private Recruitmanation Infantry 00010, wishing to speak to Sergeant 4chan, please. See 232-491-161. The incel rebellion has already begun. We will overthrow all the Chads and Stacys. All hail the Supreme Gentleman Elliot Roger." Now remember, Elliot Roger is the killer who
right.
killed like half a dozen people in California back in 2014.
Wow.
So that's one excerpt. That's one excerpt. I don't know what else he said, Mark. That's the only thing they include here in this article.
Okay.
But I bet somebody else has dug deeper and probably found some other stuff. Anyway,
if you have to dig deep for a motivation of a suicide attack, or I guess this wasn't necessarily a suicide attack, but of a terrorist attack, it probably wasn't the real motivation.
Did this guy die? Is he in prison, or did he get shot by the cops?
I don't know.
I think he went to prison. He got arrested.
This is not a familiar type of terrorism, writes Vox. The groups we hear about most tend to have an understandable political goal, like installing an Islamist regime or winning the right for their region to secede from a country. The incel rebellion has a much more amorphous endpoint.
Yeah.
There's no worked-out vision for what success looks like.
No.
Nor is there a chief ideologue working to come up with one. You just have a bunch of random internet forum posters pushing one another toward violence.
Agreed.
While extremist groups are quite commonly misogynistic and even recruit based on male sexual frustration, their ideologies almost never center on that fact. There have been mass acts of misogynistic violence before, as in the 1989 shooting at Montreal's École Polytechnique that claimed the lives of 14 women, but there wasn't a large online community providing an ideology that justified the killer's grievances. The incel turn toward violence is a unique phenomenon, at least in the modern era. This creates a fairly difficult challenge for law enforcement agencies. On the one hand, there's a real terrorist threat from incel communities. It's clearly not all talk.
A very real terrorist threat? I mean, two of these occurrences have happened.
On the other hand,
it's a very real threat, but all right.
There are serious risks that come along with having American and Canadian law enforcement officials trawling Reddit for people to arrest.
Yeah, that's going to work.
Yeah, I mean, certainly, you know, we don't want to see freedom of speech restricted here. People who are angry
threats
on the internet.
Threats are not freedom of speech.
Sure. But the anger, they're saying it's the anger and the talk. And somebody saying, hey, I really liked it when these killings happened, isn't a threat. But at the same time, it could be viewed as inciting other people into
doing something. In Canada, it's probably
illegal. There's more coming up here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. But my question is, I don't know if Vox is right here. Vox is suggesting that the internet is making these things more likely to occur because of these angry people coming together. But isn't it possible the internet's also stopping these things from happening because these lonely men at the very least can find some sort of community instead of just being alone and angry?
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere.
Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, so feel free to Skype on in here, and you can bring up anything that you want, although we have been talking about this incel phenomenon, which is getting a lot of news coverage. It's not just Vox.com. There's a lot of headlines this week over this incel thing having risen to the forefront after a man named
The new boogeyman.
Alec Manation, he ran down people with a van, a rental van. So he just rented a van and then just barreled down a sidewalk in Toronto, killing at least 10 people, 15 more wounded. And according to the Telegraph in the UK, yes, this guy is still alive. So I did confirm that was one of my questions in the last segment, although he did beg police to shoot him. When they
How do you beg police to shoot you is with a fake gun or unloaded gun.
Yep.
Or a real gun, I guess.
Or just reaching in your pants like you've got a gun.
Yeah, or just go for your cell phone or...
Apparently he was not shot by the police.
Oh, this is Canada, right?
This is Toronto,
okay,
correct?
Yeah.
Go ahead and shoot me, eh?
And he's now facing, let's see here, 13 counts of attempted murder and 10 counts of murder. So that's what he's facing, and he is still alive. The story from Vox is talking about how this is, in their opinion, basically terrorism, but terrorism without any kind of defined social change that you could even really...
Well, they have a social goal. It just doesn't happen to be a coherent one.
Nor will it be achieved by mass murder.
And if there are two of these people, the one in Canada and the one in L.A. from 2014, mm-hmm. I'm not even sure you can call this a movement at this point if you've just got two people. I mean, then at that point, anybody who has a grievance that goes and does a mass killing is part of some movement, right? Like, I mean, whatever their I don't know what the grievance of the person who went into Sandy Hook was, besides he's nuts, or the one that went into the high school down in Florida, whatever that one's called.
Parkland.
Parkland. All these names just, you know, they fly past me. I mean, what's the grievance? I don't know what the grievance, at this point, I don't know what these people's grievance really is either, other than they're upset that they can't have sex. Well, right. They can. They're just not trying hard enough. This guy had a high level of commitment to what he was willing to do, right? So
sure.
If he would have had that level of commitment to working out, getting a job,
meeting women,
that guy would have been successful.
Eventually he would have.
He had a high level commitment to his own loserdom, his own lack of success. He didn't want to be convinced otherwise.
So my question was, you know, the conclusion that Vox seems to be making here is that the internet is radicalizing these lonely, angry men and making them lonelier and angrier, and therefore they're more likely to lash out violently.
If that's the case, as you pointed out, then one would presume that an equal amount of men find camaraderie that are talked down off the ledge.
Right, because how many, you know, before the internet, before these folks were able to easily find one another, which, again, Vox is saying is a bad thing, how many of them were alone and then angry and not having anyone to talk to, anyone else that they could relate to, and more likely to, it would seem to me that would be a more likely formula for someone to lash out, as if they had no social connections whatsoever, let alone not women, but not men either, just holed up in their house watching VHS tapes or something like that.
Rather than listening to the meanderings of some person chit-chatting on the internet, which is what this Vox article is, why don't we look at facts? There's a novel idea, something that the author didn't even consider. How are mass killings going in the United States or North America? I can tell you for the United States that mass killings have had a mild uptick from their all-time lows in the early aughts.
Mm-hmm.
But they are no higher than they were in the 80s or 90s. So am I frightened? Is there some kind of crisis going on? I don't think so. I think these are this is just the ramblings of an author at the end of an article.
There's also a serious identification challenge, says.
And by the way, what does the author think we're going to do? Get rid of the internet?
No, I mean, that's what they're pointing out here is you can't really stop this. Online communities are both full of empty talk and draped in irony, making it tough for social media companies and law enforcement officials to figure out who's a threat. And who isn't?
Right.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, most people aren't going to go in a car and run random people down. Most people, if they can go vent, that's enough for them. How long that lasts is a separate issue. But there's a reason why corporations and schools and people who sell you things send out surveys that they're never going to read. And it's a lot of the time a security thing. Schools will send out surveys at the end of the semester. They don't care what you think about the class. They care about the class not getting shut up because now you could vent, so now you're not going to go be mad about it.
You think a survey is going to stop somebody from shooting up the class?
I think a survey is going to let someone vent who is unstable, and then after they've vented, they're going to go do something else.
Quote, the perpetrator's post really highlights the challenges facing the social media companies. It read like a joke or nonsense. Remember, we read his post where he was talking about how he was one of these incel rebellions, and it just, yeah, it did seem like just kind of a silly post on the internet. He says, we'll overthrow all the Chads and Stacys. The incel rebellion has already begun.
So they're going to commit genocide to kill all the hot people. So that they can still won't have any hot people to sleep with.
If I can't sleep with them, no one can.
Right. If you kill all the hot people, the top 20% of both the males and the females, then the top 20% of females will still not have sex with you because they'll be dead.
Right.
I mean, the next quintile of females is still available. Still there, still available.
Does this mean, asks Vox, should we just throw up our hands and say the radicalization of some young men toward violent misogyny is inevitable? Of course
yes.
Not. Carvin suggests that social outreach programs focusing on countering the sense of isolation that draws young men to these communities in the first place.
The sense of isolation is news agencies making it seem like it's scary to go outside. It's funny that somebody at a news agency is saying, what are we going to do about this stuff? Well,
is Vox News? I think it's more opinion, isn't it? I don't know.
Vox is the voice. I don't know.
might be a better idea than standing up to a potential counter-incel task force at the FBI. So they're proposing a program. We need a program to reach out to these boys and tell them that somebody loves them. Or whatever.
We need to go hug men and tell them not to be angry at it.
But yet on the other hand, Melanie, you've got a story tonight about the other side of men, the masculine males, that one college is trying to sort of demasculate them, to remove their masculinity, encouraging them to do that. We're going to get into that coming up here. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. The final thought here from Vox is, regardless of what the right solution is, we need to be clear-eyed about the type of challenge we're facing. The internet makes it easier than ever for sad and angry people to find each other and develop communities with weird and dangerous ideologies. What we're seeing right now is one of society's oldest hatreds, misogyny, being reworked in real time to fit a specific group of men's rage and pain, and 10 people in Toronto have died as a result. So there's not really a call to do anything differently about the internet here, but they're claiming that the internet is to some extent a factor, and That's what I'm calling into question here.
I suppose Dungeons and Dragons was a factor in some of the killings and suicides in the 80s. I mean, this sounds just like that to me.
Wait, and just because violent crime overall is down, and it is, does not mean that there are... So if you put some, if you add a factor and it adds three deaths, it still added those three deaths, even though we have, you know, whatever the number is, much more than that, less deaths than a year before or 10 years before. So if you, just because this is not a statistically significant problem does not mean that nobody ever killed anybody because they were mad on the internet.
For sure. But would they have been as likely, more likely, or less likely to kill? Would Alec Manishian, or whatever his name is, would have been, you know, if it were 30 years ago and he were the same age, and he were angry about not, you know, having success with women, would he have been just as likely to do this without the internet, without these online communities?
They just make it different ways for different people.
I mean, what difference does it matter? You can't get rid of the internet. It's like saying, if we didn't have meat in the grocery store, then this wouldn't have occurred. Well, we're going to have meat in the grocery store tomorrow, and, you know, this doesn't make any sense. I think our critique that, if there had been, you know, if prostitution had been legal and brothels had been available, is probably just as, if not more likely, to reduce the number of these situations than anything.
It would seem like it.
Because, you know, there'd be some kind of relief valve. These guys would be able to claim, well, at the very least, I can have sex, or I don't know what it is in the German brothels. I don't know what the premium is there. I have no idea. I haven't been there and don't intend to go anytime soon.
So, Melanie, you're going to tell us about a college that actually wants to create more of these beta males.
Yes.
And that's on the way here. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom, saying that masculinity is a bad thing. 855-450-3733. You can take control here. Hour number three is next on Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.